on the show. On the show right now, I need y'all to get up, stand on your feet, put your hands together for the one and only B.O.B.
Bob.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What up, Bibby?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing very good.
Dog, the album dropped.
The Strangest Clouds, man.
Dog, how you feel about this one?
Man, this is better than the first album, absolutely. 100% all the way.
There it is.
A quantum leap away.
Man, big shout out to Sam Beckett and his man Max.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yo, listen, now, you are competing in a world right now where everybody wants you to stand out, but, you know, don't be too different. How is it to be as creative as you are and still, like, you know, find your place in the musical landscape?
I mean, really, man, I feel like it's something, like, that's just natural to me. You know, I can't really help. I can't be regular. You know, I've tried. It doesn't work. You know, even when I was in high school, man, I make beats. I bring them to school playing for people, and they'd be like, man, that's it's pretty different.
Something different, yeah.
And from what I understand on the first track, Morgan Freeman is on there. How did that come together?
The voice of God is on the track, yes.
Okay.
It was challenging because, you know, he was shooting Batman at the time, but, you know, luckily him and his team were fans, so we were able to pull it off, and it came out very cinematic. Yeah.
He's that dude for that. Do you ever feel sometimes that, like, black radio doesn't get it as much as pop radio does?
I mean, you know, for me, you know, I feel like my music falls where it falls. You know, I don't really determine, you know, who's going to like what side of my songs or what side of my music. But it's so crazy because I really started out, you know, on black radio. You know, I started out with Haters. That was my first, like, you know, hit, you know, and I was going through the Chitlin' Circuit, you know, going through the hood markets. And then I found myself, you know, picking up the guitar and getting more musical. And then ending up on the other side of the tracks. And like, really, man, I've just come to embrace all of it, really.
Why do you think black people are afraid of guitars, man? Like, it seems like
we started playing the guitar.
I know.
My son is taking bass lessons right now.
Swag.
Yeah, straight up.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to get on that bass, dog.
Yeah. On I play bass, guitar, keys,
right.
Things.
Piano, everything.
the piano.
Women
the
love piano. Musicians.
You did perform at the White House, correct?
I wasn't at the White House. It was at the Congressional Hall, I think.
But it was the press for the president.
Yeah, for the president. Yeah.
Did you get a chance to meet the press?
Oh, yeah. He came in. He was like, nice sneakers, man. I was like, hey, man, nice swag.
Hey, so when you was doing your thing, was the president, you know, President Obama, was he bothering
you?
Man,
he was in the crowd beefing it up.
Wait a minute. He was beefing it up. Wait a minute. For real. President Obama was beefing it up.
Oh, I'm better than some cool, though.
So we're talking to B.O.B. So let me ask you, what is it like when you go home now? Do you still have to take out the trash and
home, I try to savor everything, try to walk slow, savor each step, because I don't be there no more. So
enjoy every single moment. Lay on the couch, fall asleep.
Oh, man. I'm going to sit here.
I heard you still sell candy on the side. Look at so what kind of candy you still selling?
What kind? Strange clouds? Nah.
You got what?
Strange clouds.
We're in the studio right now with B.O.B. Now, I'd imagine at this point in the game, you do have your own crib, right?
Yes, I do.
Now, do you
complete
still
with a studio?
Dope. Do you still have a spot at your parents' crib? Like, do they keep your old room the same way that it used to be?
Do I have Bobby's corner in my house?
Right.
All
right.
This is all your stuff. Nah. I mean, you know, of course, you know, if I always wanted to move into the basement, old spot, I could.
You post the stuff up.
Yeah, go back, start selling candy again if I wanted.
And you in the basement, all of a sudden, you smell some fried chicken. You know to go upstairs.
And do a Pico.
Right.
Is that chicken? It is. And it better be crispy.
Hey, I got to admit, I thought about you a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember what network I was watching, but Napoleon Dynamite came on. Which is your joint? What's your favorite scene from that movie? Because you can imitate the heck out of it.
It was like, what were you doing this weekend? We were out hunting with my uncle out in Alaska. He was like, well, what'd you do? We're hunting with a freaking 12 gauge. What would you do in a situation like that?
Well, these honeys on the internet looking for hot babes.
You're just mad because I've been chatting with hot babes all day.
Hey, you know who had me die? The damn uncle in that damn Tupperware had me crying.
Man,
that uncle selling that uncle was getting.
Look,
I said Tupperware. T-U-P-P-E-R.
First you say like Tupperware.
Yeah.
No, I said Tupperware.
What is that?
You threw that F in there, dog.
Oh, y'all shut up.
The funny part was he trying to show him how strong the bowl was.
Right.
So he put it under the tire, backed up, the pole just snapped, nigga just pulled off.